and who took no helper when he authored the spirits. He has no associate in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing him. Terrents fall low in awe of him. Faces are humbled in fear of him, and everything mighty yields to his mightiness. So to thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may his blessings be upon his messenger endlessly, and his salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then fail to keep for thee. I ask thee concerning the complaints of thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask thee, O he who owns all objects of need which are granted by his will and hastened to his desire, that thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that thou willst, and givest me mercy from thee. Forgiveness decreases thee not, and giving injuries thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from thee: the facility to obey thee at its beginning, and the favor of thy forgiveness at its end. O he who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name we start. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. And we're going to speak about our family in Ramadan, because Ramadan is a time to reconnect.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
سجدة للجباه في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
And first we'll look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 13th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 24th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And now it's the time to listen to a verse from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose Chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verily, the essence of spouses with this special quality, which is the cause of tranquility of their lives, is counted one of the great bounties of Allah, because these two genders are complementary of each other, and each generally causes the mirth, fruitfulness and development of the other, so that every one of them is imperfect without the other. And it is natural that there should be such an honorable attraction between a being and its complement. Dua of 13th day of the month of Ramadan.
اللهم طهرني فيه من الدنس والأغضاب وصبرني فيه على كائنات الأقدار ووفقني فيه للتقى وصحبة الأبرار بعونك يا قرة عين المساكين.
O Allah, on this day, purify me from uncleanliness and dirt. Make me patient over events that are decreed. Grant me the ability to be pious and keep company with the good. By your help, O the beloved of the destitute.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Yes, family, in Ramadan. In Ramadan, the time to reconnect. Home is the safest personal space on earth, and by home we mean the place where the members of the same family can peacefully coexist. However, life in our modern time is so hectic, busy, and fast-paced that interaction and communication within the family is no longer on our list of priorities. In the midst of losing the ground to an effective family communication and due to being overwhelmed by the individualism tide created by the widespread of social media platforms, patterns might think about a plan or tips to regain the essence of relations with their children. The one and only question is how to reconnect with one's children, or what is the convenient way to spend a quality time with one's family.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we are going to talk about the holy month of Ramadan and the spiritual vitality that exists in this holy month. The special characteristics of the holy month of Ramadan and the performance of its obligations bring about a sense of spiritual joy that can be sustained throughout the year. To define joy, we must first explain its external and internal aspects. In other words, does a particular state manifest in a person's facial expressions and behavior, or has an inner change occurred within them that makes them joyful? We should consider joy as an internal state. Defining joy as an internal state means that a change has occurred within the individual that has created a pleasant feeling. And the degree of this pleasant feeling is such that the radiance of joy can be observed on their face. This vitality may sometimes be apparent externally and sometimes not. Fundamentally, we should investigate whether humans are inherently joyful or sorrowful beings. Apparently, grief and sorrow are accidental states for human beings, as when it reaches a certain level, it is referred to as depression, requiring medical attention and medication. Therefore, we can say that joy is the natural state of humans. We should also identify the causes of sorrow in humans and strengthen the factors that generate vitality within them. From an internal perspective, we can say that reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being content with Allah's pleasure, and connecting with the supernatural factors such as supplication, which play an essential role in human life, can reduce sorrow in humans and increase the causes of joy and vitality.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Iftar time, a doubled sense of joy. It is not a secret that serving meals is a time of joy and real connection with our beloved ones. However, the month of Ramadan adds more joy and sense of unmatched love, mawadda in Arabic term, to the people invited to the iftar table. This joviality is established by the prophetic tradition in which the Prophet said, "For the fasting person there are two times of joy, a time when he breaks his fast, and a time of joy when he meets his Lord." The source of this joy is that a believer completed an entire day fulfilling an obligation and is seeking the big reward from his Lord. The Prophet said, "God says fasting is a deed done for my sake, and I am the one who gives the reward for it.
وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين.
Now one question comes in my mind. What are some ways of spending time with family during Ramadan? Yes, reading Quran together, this is one way. Volunteering together, this is another. Cooking together, this is other. Performing prayer together. So let's speak one by one. Reading Quran together, I mean, set aside time each day to read and reflect on the Quran with family members. This can be a meaningful way to connect with Allah and with each other. By volunteering together, I mean use Ramadan as an opportunity to volunteer as a family, whether it's at a local mosque or a community organization. Or cooking together. Involve family members in preparing meals for iftar and suhoor, pre-dawn meal. It is a way to spend time together and to teach children about the importance of preparing and sharing food. The other one is performing prayer together, and that's very important. Attend Jamaat prayers, congregational prayers, or pray together at home with family members. This is a way to strengthen family bonds and to deepen one's faith, inshallah.
Since humans are in the state of remembrance and recollection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, there are more causes for joy in this month. They abstain from eating and drinking and recite the Holy Quran for the sake of Allah, which increases their reliance and automatically enhances their inner vitality, eliminating the causes of sorrow and grief. The special characteristic of the month of Ramadan makes believing individuals who perform their obligations feel more vitality within themselves. The existence of this spiritual connection during the month of Ramadan enables people to have greater inner peace and a heightened sense of joy. Therefore, individuals should strengthen this state of spiritual tranquility and joy within themselves, with consideration of the obligations of the month of Ramadan to eliminate stressful factors. From an external perspective, to reduce stressful factors during the month of Ramadan, numerous celebrations are held in some countries around the world, and many people participate in them. Such events can also be used to accentuate the external aspects of joy, enhancing the sense of peace and joy among Muslims.
Thank you so much for listening to us. And inshallah, we're going to continue this interesting topic. I mean, everything about the month of Ramadan on the next episode of today's special. I invite you to listen to all the episodes of today's special on parstoday.ir/en. Tag Call of Islam. And then there is the archive of all of our programs there. Thank you and في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the positive points of month of Ramadan is when a mu'min asks something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his prayer or his dua is not going to be ignored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, there's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, لا تردد دعوة السائم. The prayer of a fasting person is not going to be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, this is not my word. This is a word of Prophet Muhammad. So when Prophet says this is the value of a saim and this is the value of a person who is fasting in the month of Ramadan, it shows the value of month of Ramadan and fasting in the month of Ramadan. There's another beautiful hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, دعوة الصائم يستجاب عند إفطاره. So why Imam Kazim is saying the fasting person's prayer is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of iftar, because we have to fast from dawn to dusk. So at the sunset, when we are going to iftar, so it's better before you do iftar, while you are fasting, ask your prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way is asking your prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you pray first, so do your maghrib at least, and then in your last sajda or maybe after salat, you can start asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me blessings, grant me this and that, whatever you need, whatever you want. According to greatest scholars, according to big maraji and great ulama, it's mentioned that the best prayer one can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aqibat bi khayri is called. Means you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to end up with something good. That means your life is not going to go ruin away. We don't know if you become a doctor is good for us, if you become a lawyer is good for us, if you become a scholar, we don't know that. What we want to become, we don't know what is the end for this becoming or for this happening. But we have to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking that, oh Allah, make me something which is going to take my life towards a happy ending. Then my end is going to be good. When I'm going to die, I am going to be on your side. I'm going to die as a mu'min. I'm going to die as a true Muslim. And that's a mu'min's goal. That's a mu'min goal. So at the time of iftar, at the time of sunset, you better stand up, make some wudu, go do your, if you can do your both of your prayers, Maghrib and Isha, or otherwise at least do Maghrib. And after Maghrib, put your forehead in sajda, in prostration, and ask your best of du'as, your best of prayers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the, as I said, the best prayer is Aghbat Bikhayri. Aghbat Bikhayri means you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me a good end. When I die, I am close to you. I am close to you. I'm so close to you. Mu'min is always behind taqarrub. Why? These are the intention of in all of our ibadat. When we do our prayers, we say qurbatanillah. When we fast, we say qurbatanillah. If you want to do some sacrifice for your children, like this, which is called aqiqa or walima, while you're sacrificing an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say qurbatanillah. So this is the main goal. Qurbat means going very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart, with your actions, and with your all intentions, with your all surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we get this blessing, we are safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our qabr and barzakh, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you so much for joining us. Today, here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, and I'm really happy to say hello to him. Fawad, salam, how are you?
Salam, sir, I'm fine, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 27 and 28, the Ayatain, the two verses in Surah An-Nisa on page
83.
Brothers and sisters, turn to page 83, Ayah 27 and 28 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's everybody once listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll get back to our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum wa yuridu alladhina yattabi'una ash-shahawati an tamilu maylan 'azima. يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Great recitation, nice one. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. We will practice the recitation as well. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Right at the very end of our class. But before that, we must mention some important points about this ayah.
Let's see. Explanations.
Yeah. Because meaning, when we understand what Allah Almighty says, it can affect our recitation as well.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't know what it means, okay? Just read it. You just say it's a text. I read it. Arabic yeah. text. But when you understand it, you wholeheartedly understand it. So you recite it
with a tone that sets that matches.
It shows you know it.
Yeah.
That shows you understand it. That gives you good feeling. That gives you good recitation, good vocal sound. Yeah.
So also the tone changes and matches with the verse.
Yeah, of course.
To make it more beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Because you feel it. Yeah. So let's say what Allah Almighty says in these two verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 27 of Surah An-Nisa, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Almighty desires to turn towards you clemently. Okay, it means Allah Almighty wants to accept your tawbah. يَتُوبُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Almighty turns towards us. What does it mean? It means he turns. Allah Almighty changes his mind because he's merciful. So he changes his mind not to punish you because of your mistakes, to forgive you. But we learned about the conditions, yes? In the previous verses, ayah, on ayah 13 and 14.
Yes.
Yeah, about tawbah, we explained it. Then, so Allah Almighty desires this. Now, those who are not good believers, those who are not believers in Allah Almighty, those who are like following their own desires, their evil desires, what do they wish for us? What do they desire for us? Look. But those who pursue their base appetites, desire, or evil desires, okay, they wish what? That you fall into gross, waywardness, okay? Like you fall into mistakes, into like guna, into sins, okay? So, like those who really are not believers, they, hi, come on, it's just a party, let's go. Forget it, okay? It's just once, okay? So, God forbid, like maybe some kinds, our friends even take us to, to a very bad way. In the day of judgment, when a person sees himself, like, facing trouble, okay? He's having problem. He can't enter Jannah. He must go to the hellfire. What does he say? Oh, ya laytani. So he says that, oh, I wish lam attakhidh fulalan khalila. I wish I hadn't chosen that person as my friend. Why? Because he took me to that. He has done something to me that now I have to go to the hellfire. Got it? So our friends, sometimes they are very important, okay? They play an important role in our life. For what? We should be very careful, okay? To choose friends who are believers, who are mu'min, who are pious friends, okay? Good friends, not bad friends. So they usually want us, desire bad things for us. In fact, and apparently they look good, but in reality they are not, right? So in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah desires to lighten your burden, your punishment, okay? وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. For man, because man was created weak. Insan is created very weak. So a little punishment comes to him, oh, جَزَعٌ وَفَزَعٌ. There are a lot of, you hear a lot of cries, oh God, this is difficult for me, I can't bear this kind of punishment, please. Allah Almighty will say, hey, when I told you, stop committing sins, you did not listen to him, now, test it. Yeah. So, very beautiful points, but there are a lot of points still, okay, left, that you can refer to the tafasir books, interpretations, inshallah, and learn them there.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we'll mention some tajweed rules, important ones in these two verses, and together with Fawad, brothers and sisters, we'll practice the recitation, and we will ask you as well to practice. Ready, Fawad?
Yes.
Wallahu. The first rule we mentioned today is about the pronunciation of the word Allah and also the word Allahumma. So they are pronounced the same and they have the same rule. So can you explain it, Fawad? How? When can I? Because look, I'm reading these two different words. Wallahu bismillahi. The word Allah is pronounced differently in two ways.
Yes.
So can you tell us the rule when to pronounce it with A sound, when to pronounce it with A sound?
So before you pronounce the word Allah,
mm-hmm.
the word before it was ending in a kasra.
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, the word Allah is pronounced lightly.
Uh-huh.
But the letter which is most affected in that word is lam.
Lam, all right. The word, the letter lam. So you say that if there is a kasra sound or a kasra harakat, right before the word Allah, the last harakat before the word Allah
yes.
preceded, yes? The word Allah will be pronounced?
Lightly.
Lightly. Bismillah. Ah, the letter mim has a kasra. Bismillah. So, how can I read it with A sound?
So, if there's a fatha or a dhamma.
Ah, instead of kasra.
Yeah, instead of kasra, exactly.
So, you pronounce it with a?
Heavy sound.
Heavy sound. So, like what? Wa. Wa. Has a fatha. Wallahu. If it was a kasra, willahi. Right? Wallahu. So, good job. Thank you. Yuridu an yatuba. Do we have a rule here? Anything to mention? An yatuba? We got a nun sakin.
Yes.
You wanted to say the rules.
Yeah, so there are four rules for nun sakin and tanween. Idgham, ikhfa, idhar, and iqlab.
Yeah.
There are four groups of letters for each one.
Mm-hmm.
So, ya is in the group of
Yarmalun letters that
which
you
belong to the
idgham rule.
Idgham.
Merging.
Yeah, merging.
How do you merge?
So, you create a double ya sound.
All right.
Instead of double noon.
Noon is kind of omitted.
Yeah, kind of.
The a is joined with the ya.
Yeah, so.
How do you read it?
Ayyatuba.
Ahsant, mashallah. Ayyatuba. Do we have to prolong the sound as well?
Yes.
Two beats. And a nasal sound also.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Can you read it once?
Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum.
Ahsantum alaykum, mashallah. Wa yuridu alladhina yatuba. Look at the waw. There is a dagger aleph, or baby, or a small
yes.
aleph. That changes the sound to an a sound. Shahawati. Like a longer sound. Good job. Antamilu. Why did I pronounce it? I didn't pronounce the noon sound correctly.
Yeah, because ta is from the rest of the letters. It's in the, like, there three groups of letters
yeah.
that have specific letters.
Uh-huh.
The letters other than these letters are categorized in the rule
ikhfa. Uh-huh.
So any letter which is under the rule of ikhfa that comes after nun sakin or tanween, you hide the sound.
You hide the sound of tanween or nun sakin.
Yes.
Good job. So instead of pronouncing it like an tamilu, I should hide the sound of nun. An tamilu.
Yes.
Right? Okay. أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. So here is as well a tanween. Why I didn't do it? ميلا عظيما. ميلا عظيما.
عين is a throat letter.
Ah.
And throat letters belong to the group
إظهار.
إظهار.
إظهار. So it means no changes.
Yeah, no
so
changes.
So can you tell us what are the throat letters? There are six throat letters, yes? Let's review them.
عين.
Hamza.
Hamza.
Ha. Ha, kha, aynan,
ghain.
Ghain. If one of these six letters comes right after the tanween or nun sakin, do not change the sound of tanween or nun sakin. Read it the same as it is. Maylan azima. Not mayla azima or maylan azima. Nothing. No changes. Good job. So, aziman. There is a tanween. In the rules of stopping, how to stop at the end of words, Tanween Fatha will change, will be changed to
Alif Mad.
Alif Mad. How do you say Azeeman?
Azeema.
Azeema. Thank you so much. So you read it this way. أنت ميل ميلا عظيما.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Next ayah. يريد الله, the same pronunciation with Allah heavily. Yes. أي خفف, like like what?
أي توب.
أي توب. أي خفف. خا has a heavy sound. عنكم. Here I hit the sound of like noon. Why?
Yeah, because kaf.
Kaf
is from the rest of the letter.
Ah, the same as antamilu, the ta. Yes.
Yes.
So ankum, I hide the sound of noon. Wa khuliqa, qa has a heavy sound. Al insan, khuliqal insan. Noon sakin plus sin. That's as well from the rest of the letters. Yes. Yes. I should hide the sound or no?
You should hide it.
Hide the sound. How do you read it? Khuliqal.
Khuliqal insan.
Insan, good job. Ta'ifan again will be changed to ta'ifa, right? Wa khuliqa al-insan ta'ifa. That's all about the tajweed rules. Ready to recite together?
Yes.
Okay, listen and repeat. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا صدق الله العلي العظيم. أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. We hope inshallah you have learned this and this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks, Fawad, for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah, next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي فبمناجاتك بررت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and through prayers I hold communion with you, easing my pain of fear tormenting me. Regarding this, we said that the spirit of every shape and form of worshipping Almighty Allah is the remembrance of Him. It is the spirit of every form of worshipping. It is what we have been recommended to have in all our actions, all our states of minds during our lives. Now, the point is, what is the true meaning of this remembrance? Having a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, we understand that we find our true rest in Allah's remembrance. But what is it? What is this kind of remembrance that Holy Quran says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Remember me and I will remember you. In interpreting this verse, some commentators of the Holy Quran have claimed that God wants to say, remember me by doing good deeds so I will remember you through my mercy and wholesome reward. This expresses a portion of the truth, but it is also possible that this verse points to a deeper and more profound subject. Those who have tasted the sweetness of love always like their beloved to pay attention to them. For example, in a gathering where they and their beloved are present, they wish their beloved glances at them sometimes. The true lover, the one who is truly a muhib, is absolutely delighted by this attention, and it is more valuable to him than all other things, than all other material enjoyments. God the Exalted has many such friends. As such, God says, if you want me to pay special attention to you, and so to speak, to take an occasional glance at you, then remember me. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So, those who have somehow tasted the sweetness of love of the Almighty Allah, this divine love, do not forget God for even a moment. Even in sleep, they are heedful of the Almighty Allah. As they wake up, the first thing they utter is a remembrance of Allah. They utter a dhikr right after they wake up. Some ulama said that the effect of constant practice will show itself in a person reaching the stage where not only when he is alone he will remember Allah, but also at any given moment. In fact, while working for others, attending to daily affairs and interacting with the others, attention to God will persist in his heart. Possibly, this state of attention to God remains in his heart or becomes even stronger while he's in sleep. Perhaps it is for this reason that the deep sleep of a believer is said to be a form of worship, an ibadah. So, anyway, remembrance of God leads to his special attention towards his remembering servants who are truly in his dhikr, who are practicing his dhikr. During the latest parts of the life of Allama Tabatabai, he was often requested for advice. Such a request was repeated by many times, in which he would always recite the same noble verse, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, and I will remember you. So that's why we can now fully comprehend the importance and value of God's attention towards his servants when we realize that the great loss of the faithless people on the Day of Judgment will be God's inattention to them. In expressing the severity of the loss and chastisement of the faithless on the Day of Judgment, God says, لا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم. Allah will not speak to them, nor will He so much as look at them. And this is the severest and most painful chastisement for them. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care
and goodbye.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering it down some questions. And questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar, Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the value of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some chastisement for the irreligious infidels, unbelievers in the Holy Quran. Also in Ahadith, some of the punishment and chastisements are mentioned for those people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also some rewards, of course, are mentioned. But if someone worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear, is this kind of worshipping valuable in Islam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should know that one of the very challenging questions regarding religions and following religious duties is this, that when we follow, when we obey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it seems that we are like forcefully pressurized to follow the religious duties. So then we are like obliged.
Yes.
And we have no any kind of freedom. You know, yes. There is no freedom in being religious-minded person.
Yes.
So that is why we see that in modern societies, in modern civilization, the people favor a lot the freedom, liberty, saying that, yeah, we provided the new generations, the modern generations, with freedom because religions do not allow us to be free.
Yes.
And but in reality, one of the very nice and beautiful hadiths from Imam Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is narrated, in which Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says that ibadah are of three types.
Okay.
Ibadah to tujjar, ibadah to al-abid, and ibadatul ahrar. He says that, yeah, of course, some of the people might worship the fear of Jahannam due to the fear of hellfire. That is the ibadatul abid. In this ibadah, there is no freedom because they oblige themselves to worship. And then we have ibadatul tujjar. Ibadatul tujjar is that they perform ibadah and worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the pleasures of Jannah.
Yes.
So they are like traders. They are businessmen.
Okay.
They just trade with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving something to gain something. This is ibadah to tujjar. It's not a good ibadah. The first type of ibadah, according to Imam Ali, is not a good ibadah. The third type of ibadah is ibadah to al-ahrar.
Yes.
Amir al-Mu'minin says that, I worship, O Allah, I worship you, mm-hmm, because I...